God, but we also need to come before him honestly. And when we are in pain, we need to share that with him. When we are angry, we need to share that with him. Whatever we are feeling with whatever is going on, we need to share that with him. God has really big shoulders, and he can take it. And it may sound a little rebellious to the people around us, but he wants our honesty. And being honest with God treats God as God and not something less. That's the first. The second thing in this passage is the whole issue of God's apparent absence. Was God hiding from Job? Does God at times hide from us? I can, with all honesty, say that I truly believe that God is always with us. God promised Joshua never to leave him or forsake him, and the church has always claimed that as being true for all of us. And I believe that to be true. But I also know that at times we don't know God's presence. We can't feel him near. We may not even see any evidence of his closeness. So what's happening there? Theologian Hendrikus Burkhoff, and yes, that's his real name, Hendrikus Burkhoff wrote about the defenseless superior power of God. Now break that down a little bit. Superior power of God, that's easy. We get that. He's the Almighty. But he wrote about the defenseless superior power of God. Burkhoff argued that God self-limits his power to allow us to be fully human. God leaves room in the world for our free will. God accepts and even submits himself to the freedom that he gives to his people. God allows our freedom, right? We choose. So God limits himself for our sake, that we can be fully human. John Hesselink wrote an article on Burkhoff, and he wrote, "A defenseless God does not mean an impotent or powerless God. Quite to the contrary, God's defenselessness is the expression of his superiority. He can yield because he knows he will win." Now, this doesn't solve the problem of suffering or answer the big why question. The question of God's apparent absence and the bigger questions of human suffering are intimately tied to the defenseless superior power of God. The fact that he limits himself to allow us to be fully human. That God limits himself, allowing us to be able to choose to love or to hate, to accept or reject, to trust him or to deny him. God limits his own power so as not to overwhelm us. Now, there are times, I confess to you, I want God to show the fullness of his power. I want him to overwhelm me. But if he does, then I have lost the freedom to choose him or not. And if God overwhelmed me, I have lost that choice. God wants us to choose because love requires choice. And we cannot truly love God unless we have the freedom to hate him. So there are times when God doesn't make his presence known to us. There are times when he allows us to suffer. And there are times things happen that we just cannot reconcile with the loving God. And in those times, God's heart breaks right along with our own. When I began this series, I didn't expect to be looking at a passage that says so much about what God has done to allow us to be fully human by limiting his own power. And that says so much about what we can do to allow God to be fully God in our lives, and that is to be honest with him. To be fully honest, to be fully transparent, to be fully human. So, what do you need to be honest about with God? Let's pray together. Our God, we thank you that you are with us always, that you have promised to be, and we trust that. Help us to believe it even when we don't know it, when we can't feel it, we can't see it. We thank you that you do all you have done and continue to do to enable us to be fully human, to enable us to choose, that you love us that deeply and respect us that deeply. Even as you trust us as fully human, help us to trust you as fully God. My brothers and sisters, are there things that we have been holding back from God? Let us share that with him. Let us trust him with the truth in our hearts. Let us trust him with the truth of our lives. Let us share it all with God and hold none of it back. Our God, we pray your grace upon this world with the very real fear that's going on because of the coronavirus. We pray for China and their attempts to really control this, and we thank you for that. We pray for health workers around the world who will deal with this. And Lord, we pray for those of our fellowship. We pray for George Clark and his family in Gail's death. We pray your continued comfort, help, and hope for them. We thank you for the arrival of Susanna Stouffer Sinclair, and we pray your blessing upon her and her family. And we thank you for bringing Jeffrey Choi to us, and we pray that you would bless him and Alice and Benjamin as they do their goodbyes in their current church and prepare to come and do ministry here. We wait before you, Lord, because you are faithful, and we trust you. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord Jesus gives us the gift of Holy Communion, not only to remind us of the grace that he has given to us, but to enable us to enter into that grace, to show us that it was not just for everyone, it is, but that it is for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me, and you, and you. His grace is for us. And the sacrament is a corporate sacrament that we do together as the church, and yet it is a personal sacrament wherein each one of us receives. Jesus offered his life on the cross to forgive our sins. And when we accept him and we accept that gift, we are forgiven and we are his to eternity. And communion helps us to see that and understand that and even internalize that. The Lord invites everyone who knows him as Savior, who follows him as Lord, to eat and drink and to know him even better. Let us pray together. Our God, we thank you for your grace in Jesus. We thank you for life and forgiveness in him. We thank you for the cross, though it is hideous and repels us. We find in it a deep beauty because we find our forgiveness and salvation in it in Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless us even now as we gather at this table, that you would bless us with your presence, that we should know you and receive your grace. Bless this bread and this cup to us as they would be the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. Be a part of us, Lord, we pray, in Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after they had eaten, he took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." I would invite our servers to come forward now, please.
Jesus, bless the name of Jesus, holy and anointed.
the body of Christ.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God, and you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
The blood of Christ. Almighty God, for your grace in Jesus, we thank you. For the cross, we thank you. For his resurrection from the dead, we thank you. For giving us life, we thank you. For forgiving us, we thank you. For sustaining us day by day and being with us even when we don't know it, we thank you. For treating us as fully human, we thank you. For being present in this place, we thank you. For the gift of this sacrament, we thank you. For filling us with your grace, we thank you. And send us out from this place, full of your grace, that we might share that grace with those around us this day and this week. We pray, Lord, in Jesus. Amen.
Let's stand as we sing our closing song together.
Who spoke and told the sun to rise? Whose lips proclaimed the birth of light? Who sparked the kindling of the stars and set the fire in our hearts? Who sang as planets learned their dance? Who poured the oceans from his hands? Whose breath awakened life and dust and leaves me breathless? us at his touch. Jesus, one and only, great and holy, we are yours. How our hearts race at your glory. Lord Almighty, we are yours and yours alone. Who is this man upon the cross, who left his throne to ransom us, who died to save us at our worst, and rose to give us heaven's best. You rose to give us heaven's best. My Jesus, one and only, the bridegroom come, and heaven breaking like the dawn. All dressed in white, all shame is gone. We're free to dance before the throne. My Jesus, one and only, great and holy, we are yours.
Brothers and sisters, let us always be honest with God. And let us know that there are times where his love is deep for us. Well, no, his love is always deep for us. And his respect is always great for us. But there are times where he needs to give us the space to be who we are. And that's where we're called to trust him. So let's trust. May the love of God the Father and the grace of our Lord Jesus and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon you now and always. Amen. Good morning. Okay.
The splendor of King, cold in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. He trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice.
good.
You stand.
Okay. There's a couple of songs. There's a David Crowder band, which is a Christian band, that I tend not to like because they're a little zydeco-y, a little bluegrassy, and they got banjo. But they do a version of Silent Night as a live version, and they're singing it for this concert, you know, thousands of people, and they just sing it through to start the band. And it's just nice. But then guitar just at the same pace, and it's just really light, but then the sound gets brighter and brighter, and the tempo kicks up, and it gets faster and bigger and more joyful, and partway through there's a band, and I'm going, that belongs there, that works there, yeah, it's from time to time.
That's why you view it as a
staple.
An end in itself, right? The subtleties are perfect.
Indeed, thanks.
Thank you.